Phelan Leadership Academies describes itself as a nonprofit network of high-quality, tuition-free public schools that help children excel and grow as well-rounded individuals. CPS board member Elisa Hoffman was impressed when she visited a couple of PLA schools in Indiana, and so was Patrick Harrell, CEO of Accelerate Great Schools. He knows the founder.
It's one of the few schools in the state where 100% of the students pass their third grade reading test. And it's also a school that serves over 90% students from low-income backgrounds.
Harrell raises money to create new or transform existing schools in Cincinnati. The board faced a deadline to partner with Phelan in order to get state funding. Speakers at last night's board meeting wanted to slow it down, including Sister Monica McGloin. She's skeptical of what she sees as a profit-driven charter company.
Our children are not for sale. And it feels like that's what's happening here, is we're being bought.
Others wondered about the teacher qualifications and the rights they would have. Julie Sellers is Cincinnati Federation of Teachers president.
I hope that this is not a ploy of union busting and corporate takeover, like many other urban districts across the U.S.
The board decided to enter into initial exploratory discussions with Phelan to create a district-sponsored community school. It also gives CPS the first right of refusal to buy the property should the school close. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.